KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider of TV Guide Magazine, filling in for Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. Hey, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
So it is Emmy weekend. The excitement is brewing, and also the grumbling is brewing, and not just because everyone has to drive downtown on a Monday, which is unusual. There's also a lot of grumbling because of the categories, and there's been a lot of talk this year about shows not belonging in certain categories and competing in other categories. So Matt, we've got True Detective competing in the drama category, and we've got Fargo competing in the miniseries category. Tell us why that is causing such a stir with the town.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, there's 8 episodes of True Detective, yet it's in the series category, and Fargo has 10 episodes, and it's in miniseries. I think HBO basically made a strategic decision that it had a better chance of getting True Detective a win in the series category than it did going up against Fargo and American Horror Story and some others in the miniseries category.
And you could argue FX did the same thing by putting Fargo in the miniseries category, where it's sure to win, and Billy Bob Thornton is sure to win a acting trophy as well. So there's a lot of strategy going on in all of this. Now, it's even more telling when you look at some of the actors and actresses. A number of the actresses from Orange is the New Black competed in the Best Guest Cast category in last week's award and actually won one. So what do you make of this and the gaming of the system that seems to be going on?
You know, Hollywood is no different than Washington. You try to run the best campaign you can, and a lot of that has to do with picking categories and picking, you know, they always say you try to create the race that most favors you, and this is what these networks do now.
The other big issue is now that TV is so diverse, it's a lot of shows now defy categorization. Orange is the New Black is a good example. That's a show that is competing in the comedy category and probably is going to win the first ever outstanding comedy trophy for a streaming service for Netflix. But there's going to be a lot of grumbling attached to that because a lot of folks who are competing in that category are asking the question, is it really a comedy? So, Matt, is it really a comedy?
No, it's a drama. It's a drama with comedic elements. Nurse Jackie is a drama and it competes in the comedy category. Shameless on Showtime, one of my favorite shows, that's a drama, but it switched from drama over to comedy this year and it got William H. Macy a lead actor nomination. So they do it just to game the system.
Yeah, and this brings up a bigger question of, is it time for more categories? Maybe there should be a dramedy category for shows like that. But then the awards folks at the TV Academy say, well, we're against the proliferation of awards. There are already over 100 awards. They give out 26 on Monday, which is already more than I think anyone wants to sit down and watch on their television screen. But yet, you've seen them switch up the reality category, for example. They added another reality category this year. So if they're doing that, why aren't they doing it with the scripted shows?
Yeah, I think that the TV Academy should look to the Golden Globes and what they did this year, where they added a limited series category, because that's the new frontier in TV, these event series that come and they're, you know, 5 to 10 episodes. They change casts if they come back for a second season. That's really where things are going. And I think the Golden Globes will acknowledge that this year, and the TV Academy hasn't yet.
Yeah, but I think we will see a movement, and who knows, next year we may see a limited category on the Emmys as well. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, the executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Michael Schneider, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.